Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Arianna Huffington.
The Huffington Post.
Yeah, she's a 2-4 projector on the right angle cross of Maya in the quarter of civilization. She's a fifth color, right fixed, single definition, an electromagnetic 6124 and an electromagnetic 1762.
Yes. We know right off the bat she's not a sex symbol. Very mental, logical person. And
But freaky logic.
well, yeah, and I think the feeling or the impression about her is that she's a liberal. And the truth is, I think she's very objective about what she presents.
Well, she used to be a Republican. I mean, when she came to this country, I mean, she really was a socialite and all of that. But then, she married Michael Huffington and she was in California and he was a Republican. He was running. She actually ran for governor
Right,
of
I think I
California.
remember that.
But, in this, sort of if you watch her political history, and they say that Al Franken is the one that actually, moved her away from the right to the middle and more liberal. That, he kept showing her like clips from Rush Limbaugh and just really picking at these arguments. And she finally, it was like she could kind of see that really that wasn't what she believed in. And so she became, much more liberal, much more progressive.
Oh, yeah, no, it's that freaky, but it's logic, it's details. People have the impression that, oh, somebody's a liberal, that there are two equal sides to a story. And actually, when you're objective, some things are no-brainers. To say it's 100 degrees and somebody says it's hot, and you go, oh, no, not in relationship to equatorial Africa, we're actually cool. Well, it's hot.
Right.
And when you look at a 2-4 profile, so this is the person who's called the missionary, called to what? The 62-2 personality sun, details, and the discipline for the details. Give me the details.
She's written like 12 books. And she
Oh.
actually, she started out really as a writer. She wrote a book about Maria Callas. She wrote one about Picasso. Now, what's also interesting is that she's been accused, not only on those two, but in another one, of plagiarism, right? And I think it's interesting when you look at her chart and how open she is. It's like, and she's taking all of this in, and she probably does. I mean, that's the thing about the Huffington Post, right? It's like, bring in all of this information, right? And it's like, I could see her easily kind of losing track of where stuff was coming
Oh,
from,
she doesn't
right?
know where she got it,
Right.
but she doesn't know if it's her idea or if she heard it because six tone, she is taking it in. Now she's in the quarter of civilization. You think it's appropriate? It's about building something, and building a structure and perfecting it. And that cross is about presenting you with the facts. It's logical, and they logically describe things and name them.
Well, AOL just paid $315 million for the Huffington Post in
Yes.
February, and she became the president and editor in chief. So she has, enormous influence.
Oh, does she have a practical
Visible.
approach to good fortune, 46-3, and
Yes.
so this is not a person who is deaf to her own benefits, her own fulfillment, 48-6.
But I think also when she started the Huffington Post, it's this fourth line. It's like she didn't get just nobodies to write for her. She got all of these really, because she was really well connected. She obviously from the beginning of her life has been well connected. She's a fourth line, right? And so she got all of these well-known people to write for the Huffington Post, which, kicked it to a whole new level right at the beginning, really.
Yeah, well, as a projector, I mean, a great ability to recognize, what the story is and who's got the story and who can tell the story, who's got the facts and the details. And she found a way to correct these stupidities. And that was actually, I think, the Huffington Post, her mouthpiece.
Well, she really started it as the antidote to the conservative, news news on the internet called the Drudge Report. I mean, you know, that's where it actually started. And I think, you know, ultimately it's grown and grown to, you know, a fuller, more balanced in a certain way. You know, it's obviously more liberal, but at the same time, it's been a magnet in that sense, right? It's really, well, it's become huge. I mean, 25 million readers a month as the Huffington Post, and they're now saying with this merger with AOL, you know, it's just going to get larger and larger.
Well, I actually read the Huffington Post every day when I want to know what's going on, but I can't watch the news.
CNN and...
Well, they're all just so sensationalist now.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about Rupert Murdoch and the kind of sensationalism that it's titillation rather than detail. And Huffington, as far as the writers, as you said, that she has and things like that, you feel like you're getting what's going on.
Yeah, in all of these different areas. I mean, I think it's interesting that she has the 24/5, right? This line of confession, you know, the courage to admit mistakes of the past. I mean, you know, this is this ability to really move from, you know, being a Republican to become a Democrat and to be able to admit that she changed the way that she saw things.
Right.
She changed her thinking, right?
Well, 17th gate, fourth line, discover the underlying motive.
Right.
You know, behind, and this is logical. This logic is cold. And you know, of course, she has no defined solar plex or splenic center. So it's just a cold looking at what the story is. And 56 gate second line, a genius for stimulating expression.
Well, and she also has a 61-2 of natural brilliance, right? I mean, she went to Cambridge when she was 16. She has a master's in economics, and she was actually the third woman to become the president of the Cambridge Union Society. You know, so from very early on, this, I think, natural brilliance, this ability to really deal, and it's so much in her chart, with the details, and that the details, you know, the inner truth is really in the details.
Oh, and the discipline, I mean, the 62-6, self-discipline, and that's what leads to material success, by the way.
And, you know, the personnel manager, right? That these opinions are based on understanding of others, which is what is so key as a projector. And, you know, we talk about that the mental projector, you know, I mean, the projectors are the smartest ones in the room, and the mental projectors, you know, are the smartest projectors. So, you know, here we have one that's clearly, I think, kind of demonstrating.
Oh, yeah, two activations of the 57th gate first line. Talk about having a good ear, along with that acoustic mental process, to penetrate to the inner meaning, first line that she has twice. And, you know, an ability with the 32nd gate fourth line, design earth, to maintain her principles, and the 25-1 in her design moon for motiveless action. You know, that...
Well, you know, and we've seen her, you know, on a number of different shows, you know, talking. I think part of, you know, and it's this ability to name things, and I think to really, you know, show the logic of things, that some of these very complex, you know, situations, it's like she would be on Rachel Maddow, and she would really, again, she would cut right to the heart of the thing. She could easily, you know, show you, you know, the detail, but in a way that was so presentable and understandable.
Right. Well, 18th gate, fourth line, but the 18th gate can challenge authority, the powers that be. And it helps, of course, 45th gate, she's Queen Ariana, you know, as she's the queen bee.
And now she's the queen of media.
You know, fifth line, leadership, you know, all gathering together, must have a center and a focus. Now, open G center, so looking for her place, her role, and being able to play a role. And, you know, 15th gate, a love of mankind and a love of life with the 46. Now, 7th gate, 3rd line, the anarchist. And the 7th gate, 5th line, you know, kind of the heretic, the general, you know, the king has no clothes. A person capable of doing that, and Now, a projector, she really doesn't have, she needs others who've recognized her.
Well, and, you know, and we see, it's like she's running the Huffington Post. It's like, you know, I mean, when AOL bought them, they had 200 people working there, right?
Right.
So she's managing all of these people. She's not doing all of this, but she's seeing, you know, what needs to be done and, you know, taking it all in and keeping them, I think, you know, basically on track, because that's exactly what a projector should be
doing. I would hope
that
that's what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've said enough about Ariana, so say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.